From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Pakistan, a gun and bomb attack on Bacha Khan University in the Pakistani town of Charsada Wednesday left at least 20 people dead and many wounded. A military spokesman says 18 students and two university staff are among the dead. Troops gunned down four attackers. There are conflicting statements from the Taliban about its involvement in the attack. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb blast near the Russian embassy in Kabul has killed at least seven people. Police say the attack targeted a minibus carrying the production staff of an Afghan television station. Several employees of Tolo TV were among the dead. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Russian officials say there were no injuries among staff at the nearby Russian embassy. A United Nations delegation flew to Burundi Wednesday to urge the government and the opposition to begin talks before it is too late to avert a catastrophe. In the second time in the Security Council has sent a delegation to the country in less than a year, a clear indication of its growing concern about the escalating bloodshed. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is a part of the group.
They cannot let it become business as usual, that you wake up in the morning and there's a corpse on the street as you try to get to work. And that is what is starting to happen in Burundi.
Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people since April. Falling oil prices, China's economic slowdown, and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year has sparked another sell-off of stocks on global markets. U.S. indexes fell 3.4% or more in Wednesday afternoon trading. Stocks in Germany, France, and Britain dropped. Markets closed down in Asia. This is VOA News.